Hey, legends, super quick. I know you guys love TV. I love TV. I also love Buffy. So I've started a new show called Hell of a Mouth at hellofamouth.com. You can find it in Apple, Spotify, all the places. And I won't hold you up anymore here at the start of this episode of On the Bubble. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
So, Terra Nova. I thought I'd start with just a little background on the show, just to catch you up if you're not familiar with the show itself, and maybe it might spur you on to go check it out if you haven't yet seen the show, or anything today makes you think I would have liked to have known a little bit more of the background of the show. So I'll keep this brief, but Terra Nova was a one-season sci-fi drama produced by 20th Century Fox Television. It fell into the sci-fi drama genre and featured a lot of strong leads and also a lot of dinosaurs. So if you're into dinosaurs, you might want to go check the show out anyway, just to expand upon that relatively strong leading cast. The show starred people such as Jason O'Mara, Stephen Lang, and Shelley Conn, among many others, and was also partly produced and filmed in Australia. So it was a joint effort between an Australian production company and 20th Century Fox in the USA. Terra Nova also had, by TV standards, some incredible pedigree in its production team, what I guess could only be described as the heaviest of hitters that could potentially come to television, including Steven Spielberg, the wonderful, famous Steven Spielberg. He championed the show very hard early on, and one of the other major contributors to the production team was former Fox Broadcasting Company president, Peter Chernin. So as you can tell, that's a pretty strong production team just between those two gentlemen there. Given that you're talking about Steven Spielberg and Peter Chernin and Stephen Lang and many others, as I mentioned, would be classed as heavy hitters in the acting and production world, you would have thought that Terra Nova had as good a chance as any to really come out and, you know, set TV on fire, so to speak. Just a little more background on the show's production and airing schedule and broadcast schedule and all those things. After airing from September 26th to December 19th, 2011, Fox Television said they would not be making a decision on continuation of the show, giving Terra Nova, I guess, a second season or some continuation until sometime in 2012. Which unfortunately came on around the 5th to 6th of March of 2012. Fox confirmed that Terra Nova had in fact been cancelled by them, and they would try to sell what they saw as a valuable property to another network. Just, it didn't really fit into Fox's plans, I guess, at the time. So if you've seen the show, you'll know that the first few episodes across the board were probably not as strong as some of the later episodes, and approaching the end of the first season, which ended up being the only season, the show proved itself to be incredibly strong and interesting and had the potential of really going into some interesting places and really diving into those story arcs, of which there was many that started to come out in the second half of the first and only season. For a show that only had one season and 13 episodes, there was a strong fan campaign. The campaign itself featured a lot of the regular elements, I guess, for the lack of a better term, of a fan campaign, which included letter writing campaigns to Fox Television, email campaigns, a Twitter campaign. I think it was called a Twittition, which was at the time a mix between a Twitter poll and a petition. There was a feedback line where you could call in as a fan and leave a note. So I'm assuming that Fox's fan feedback line was very heavily clogged up around March the 7th of 2012 with messages about Terra Nova and keeping the show going. But one really interesting and unique fan behaviour, I guess, that followed the cancellation of Terra Nova was an idea championed by some of the more hardcore fans to send a dino or send the dinos, where basically there was a specific toy dinosaur or a range of toy dinosaurs that were chosen by the people coordinating the Send the Dino campaign. And you could order those directly from Amazon and have them sent to the head of 20th Century Fox Television. So I'm assuming also that that particular person at the time would have had a lot of dinosaurs coming in over a couple of months there. So I think that's one of the more interesting things about Terra Nova, that a show that, as far as its chronology, was quite young, had managed to garner such a strong reaction from fans and a place in their heart where they would actually spend real money beyond sending an email or a text or a phone call, but actually buying a small plastic dinosaur and having that posted somewhere. That's really, really cool to me. So to encapsulate some of the feeling, I guess, around the cancellation of the show, one of the problems I had making this particular episode was the fact that Terra Nova was quite a short show as far as its run, and not a lot of fan sites, fan social media pages, etc., actually had the chance to fire up completely before the show was officially cancelled. And some of the sites and the pages on Facebook and Twitter, etc., that were running and had been running the campaign and fueling the campaign now in the middle of 2015 have actually since ceased to exist. So finding specific details about Terra Nova was actually harder than what it has been for past episodes. So I thought there's no better way for me or anyone else to describe the feeling around the show and the potential, I guess, of Terra Nova, which is probably why most of the fans fought for the show. Because unlike maybe a Firefly or a Sarah Connor Chronicles or any of those shows where the first and or second seasons, depending, were incredibly well written in their own right, Terra Nova never really found its way. And that's just not my opinion. I mean, many people in the industry have said the same, including some of the crew, that we didn't get it right, but we started to, and the potential was clear that it could have been something really amazing. So I'm going to play a small piece of audio from a podcast called the Terra Nova podcast that I discovered today, which was invaluable in my very limited research that I was able to perform. They're one of the few things that's still actually out there on the internet and still easily available around the idea of the fan campaign for Terra Nova. And this is one of the hosts, Heather, reading a segment of an interview from Deadline Hollywood, which was also invaluable in my research for this episode, where co-lead of Terra Nova, Stephen Lang, who has brought a lot of acting credentials and a lot of gravitas to this show that it would have definitely lacked had he not been cast, he expresses his feelings around the cancellation. So this is from the Terra Nova podcast, and it's Heather reading, I guess, Deadline Hollywood's quotation of Stephen Lang, co-star of Terra Nova. So we'll cut to that now.
Terra Nova is analogous to the Hubble Space Telescope. Within weeks of a much-publicized and ballyhooed launch in 1990, the Hubble was found to have a serious flaw. Yet even with an improperly ground mirror, the Hubble delivered extraordinary images. When the flaw was corrected, the Hubble delivered images of transcendent beauty and value for many years. So too, Terra Nova. Even in its flawed first season, each episode was full of marvelous moments and beautiful images. With correction and given the chance, Terra Nova can and will deliver seasons of transcendent images and storytelling. Failing to renew Terra Nova is short-sighted, as myopic as it would have been to scrap the Hubble. Terra Nova is the Hubble telescope of television. Stephen Lang.